Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk about the job situation and the training situation, especially when it comes to career and technical training in Pennsylvania. And I understand that members of the House are really trying to hit the ground running with this topic in this term and are moving some legislation. What's going on here?
That's correct. A key to economic success for all Pennsylvanians and the Commonwealth as a whole is to ensure our students and workers are prepared to fill the good-paying jobs of today and tomorrow. House Republicans launched our Good Jobs for PA initiative this week, focusing on efforts to enhance our workforce development system to help students, underemployed and unemployed adults, as well as returning military veterans and others enter fulfilling, family-sustaining careers. The effort is aimed at addressing the skills gap and worker shortages faced by industries across the state, as well as enhancing educational programs and access to training opportunities for workers of all ages. The launch coincided with the governor signing an executive order to create the Keystone Economic Development and Workforce Command Center. The center is charged with addressing barriers to employment and enhancing cooperation among education and workforce development entities. As a side note, this is a passion of mine. Workforce development has been something that I've focused on the entire time I've been in the legislature, and it fits nicely with my background in labor policy. And I'm also our caucus's appointee to the Pennsylvania Workforce Development Board, so I'm looking forward to advancing these issues and others to help our workers across Pennsylvania this coming legislative session.
And the House Education Committee has been moving forward with a number of pieces of legislation that are aimed specifically at job training and career and technical education. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Well, as a foundational part of the Good Jobs for PA initiative, the House Education Committee unveiled a package of bills aimed at improving career and technical education in Pennsylvania. The package of bills includes a series of items, three of which are House Bill 297, which would direct the State Department of Education to develop materials outlining workforce needs, including training opportunities and future earning potential; House Bill 334, which would expedite the approval of important educational programs to respond better to industry and workforce demands; and House Bill 522, which would create a career and technical education investment incentive program, including tax credits for contributors to support CTE programs and enrollment expansion programs. These bills, along with the others that were included in the package, are designed to increase awareness of job training opportunities and high-demand careers for students.
Also in legislative action, a bill to address problems with the Do Not Call list in Pennsylvania was approved. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is one of the most frustrating things that we deal with in state government, and it's a national issue as well, is unwanted and unsolicited phone calls, whether they be from telemarketers or from fraudsters. Again, a big headache for a lot of people out there. And we always try to do what we can in state government to limit those calls. Helping Pennsylvanians cut down on the number of telemarketing calls they receive is the goal of House Bill 318, which just passed the Pennsylvania House. The bill gives Pennsylvanians the ability to sign up for the state's telemarketing Do Not Call list without requiring them to re-register every 5 years. The bill aims to cut down on the annoyance of telemarketing calls during holidays by banning telemarketing calls on legal holidays as well. In addition, it would ban the use of calls from computerized autodialers, also known as robocalls. The bill now moves to the Senate for their consideration.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.